President Donald Trump signs the Insurrection Act. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided, 76 days after Election Day in America. And, well, with over 60,000 National Guard troops deployed in Washington, D.C., many speculate that President Donald Trump has signed the Insurrection Act, federalizing the National Guard. We got a lot to talk about today, but before we get into it, this episode of America Divided is sponsored by ExpressVPN. If you want your sensitive and private data staying out of the hands of hackers, click the link in the description below to learn more. It certainly helps out this show. It is estimated that there are over 60,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for a virtual inauguration. I don't buy it. Honestly, I've said this before. I really can't see at this point in time Biden getting inaugurated. Maybe he will, but currently at this point in time, I doubt it. There are rumors that tomorrow, Tuesday, President Donald Trump plans to use the National Emergency Alert System. Essentially, since he's been censored and banned on social media, he plans to release a video, maybe an audio, or maybe some form of communication with the American people to let them know on what's going on. Now, this weekend has been extremely slow. Generally, we have all kinds of information. Believe it or not, this has been an extremely slow news weekend. There really hasn't been too much that to report on, actually, regarding the current situation. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, released a statement, and this is what they had to say. Warning, amateur and personal radio services licenses and operators may not use radio equipment to commit or facilitate criminal acts. The Enforcement Bureau of the Federal Communications Commission issues this enforcement advisory to remind licensees in the amateur radio service as well as licenses and operators in the personal radio service that the commission prohibits the use of radios in those services to commit or facilitate criminal acts. The Bureau has become aware of discussions on social media platforms suggesting that certain radio services regulated by the commission may be an alternative to social media platforms for groups to communicate and coordinate future activities. The Bureau recognizes that the services can be used for a wide range of permitted purposes, including speech that is protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Amateur and personal radio services, however, may not be used to commit or facilitate crimes. Right here, by reading this or looking at it, you may say, well, the FCC is just trying to make sure that crazy Trump supporters don't form a riot on the 20th. And by saying that, you are somewhat correct. However, I interpreted it very differently. I believe that this statement right here is to tell big companies like the mainstream media and big radio stations, when Trump speaks and uses the national emergency services, to not block the signal, because there are rumors that if President Trump goes live, they are going to do everything they can to block his signal because they don't want the true winner of the 2020 presidential election speaking his mind to his followers and to the American people. Now, it's kind of interesting because some other news has broken. Well, basically, Mike Pompeo said this.
Now, this isn't about containment. Don't buy that. It's about a complex new challenge that we've never faced before. The USSR was closed off from the free world. Communist China is already within our borders.
He said, quote, "Communist China is already within our borders." Now, that is not it. So, there was a statement from the National Intelligence Director, and this is what they had to say. "From my unique vantage point as the individual who consumes all of the United States government's most sensitive intelligence on the People's Republic of China, I do not believe the majority view expressed by intelligence community analysts fully and accurately reflect the scope of the Chinese government's efforts to influence the 2020 U.S. federal elections." Why does this matter? Well, we have the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, coming out and saying that the communist China is already within our borders. And then the Director of National Intelligence comes out and says something to support Mike Pompeo's statement. So something doesn't make sense here. And what I think is going on here is, if you remember a couple months ago, it was revealed that Eric Swalwell, yes, Fartgate, the guy who essentially got famous from farting, he has actually been infiltrated by the Chinese Communist Party. And, well, that was a big deal. The mainstream media didn't make it a big deal, but we did. And, well, we think that there are more than just him. We think the entire DNC has been infiltrated by the Communist Chinese Party. And this right here might be the evidence they need to, well, put these people away for treason against the United States of America, because if they are working with our enemies, that is not good. So the Insurrection Act, we've been talking about all these things right here, and they all are going to lead up to that. Now, there has been an evacuation of Capitol Hill today. There was smoke coming from behind the Capitol, and well, a lot of people thought this was the start of, well, something crazy. But before we talk about that, let's talk about our sponsor. This episode of America Divided is sponsored by our friends over at ExpressVPN. We are living in the digital age, and it's becoming harder and harder every day to stay safe online. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN allows my sensitive and personal data to stay out of the hands of hackers by encrypting the data. If you want to learn more about ExpressVPN and want to help us continue to make this show, please click the link in the description below, or if you're watching on Facebook above. There was some video from Capitol Hill, and it looked like something had gone off. I actually, when I first saw this, thought a bomb had gone off. Well, not so fast. Now, apparently, there was a fire under an overpass, well, behind the Capitol, and I'm trying to think of what is going on here. Now, obviously, if you're a normal person, you're going to say, well, it was just a fire, not a big deal. But I think it's more than that. You got to remember, there's 60,000 National Guard troops in the entire Washington Capitol. They know what's going on. And if you're telling me that they evacuated the Capitol over a fire way far behind the Capitol, I don't buy it. I think something bigger is going on here. And I think this is a message. Well, I had a conspiracy theorist on my podcast a while back, one of my old podcasts, The Midday Mumbles. I had a guy on, his name was Crew. And he was telling us about this book that came up back in the 1800s. It's a three set. And it talks about all of the events of what is going on today. Essentially, they predicted President Trump's election. This book came out in the 1800s, mind you. His son named Barron, they even predicted where the Trump Towers would be. And they predicted the riots and that he wasn't a very popular president. And, well, the ending of the book doesn't end very well. While it ends with, well, the White House, well, getting blown up. And I hope that doesn't happen. But this very well could be what we call a prophecy. We need to make America great again, and we need to continue to make America free again, because our Constitution we're at war with these people that want to tread on us. We are at war with the anti-constitutionists, and it is not a good thing. So I think that all of this right here kind of works together. First off, we have 60,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we have the FCC releasing a warning to all the broadcast companies, all their people that have licenses, saying don't use the service for illegal acts. Okay, that's number two. Number three, we have rumors that Trump's going to use the national emergency system tomorrow, alert system. And well, that's a big deal if he does use it. Some are saying it's going to be tomorrow, or it could be early Wednesday morning. So who knows what time that's going to be. On top of that, we have Mike Pompeo coming out talking about how the Communist Chinese Party has already infiltrated our borders. And on top of that, the Director of National Intelligence has come out and basically said that's true. And another thing is, there was an evacuation on Capitol. I think all this stuff is working together. Honestly, I think it's all connected. And well, like I told everyone, sit back and relax, because shit's about to hit the fan. Now, don't go to Washington, D.C. If you are watching this, don't go to Washington, D.C. Wait and let the National Guard troops take care of business. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.